This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is a perfect guest, I think, to have on a Browns training camp eve. John Greco, former Cleveland Browns offensive lineman and your Cleveland Browns radio network analyst. John, appreciate you giving us some time this morning, my man. Thank you.
Guys, good morning. Happy to be here.
Obviously, I feel like anytime we have a guest talking Browns on this station, we would be remiss if we didn't bring up the quarterback competition. So we'll rip off the Band-Aid now, John. Where do you stand? Like, if you were setting this depth chart leading into training camp, what would it look like for you in terms of how you would sort of position these guys?
You're right. That's the million-dollar question. And, you know, for me, I'm putting myself in the shoes of, like, a veteran player that would be in the locker room right now.
I like that. Yeah.
And I would think that, you know, you would want to see, obviously, Joe Flacco taking first-team reps, given his history, his winning resume. He's been there. He's won games in Cleveland. You know, everybody knows what he's capable of in leading an offense and making plays. The two rookies, I would probably, you know, have them in order of how they were drafted. And I just think that, you know, doesn't raise any eyebrows and doesn't cause any controversies and questions. And you just want to see how they, you know, carry themselves in padded practices, commanding the huddle. And really, we're going to find out a heck of a lot more in team competition, you know, 11-on-11. And then ultimately, what do they look like in the preseason? I would think Joe Flacco would be, you know, the guy leading the ones throughout training camp and into the preseason.
John, in your 6 years here in Cleveland, if I had a dollar for every time I asked you a question about quarterbacks, I'd be on a beach retired right now. So we'll just add this to the tab. You saw these quarterback competitions here in Cleveland. Certainly not a four-man race like we have this year, but as a former player, how do these quarterback competitions actually play in a locker room during training camp?
You know, Daryl, great question. I think everybody just kind of keeps to their business and does their job. Everyone is kind of in their own little bubble, and then they're in a little bit larger bubble in their position room, and then they're in a little bit larger bubble in their either offense, defense, or special teams unit room, and then ultimately you get with Kevin Stefanski and the team and you kind of address things from a zoomed out lens. So everyone is kind of, tending to their own crops and farming their own field, and everybody's got a lot on their plate. At least that was my mindset. And, you know, you show up tomorrow and you look at the who's leading what groups, and you say, okay, let's go to work. And that's who's back there. I have to do my job, and everybody's got to do their job to give this guy the best opportunity, the best chance to succeed. Because the worst thing that can happen is if they throw a different name in there, or you see a guy saying, hey, this is his shot today. Let me not be the reason why we're not successful and this guy doesn't get the best opportunity to showcase his talents and skills. Because everybody's doing these kind of mini job interviews during these practices. And in my opinion, can you win a job in training camp practices? Yes. Can you lose one? Definitely. And you could start, you know, having some guys panic behind the scenes in the upstairs meeting rooms. But really, you know, guys, once you get into the games, then you really start seeing, you know, you get a better evaluation tool. I didn't mention Kenny Pickett. That wasn't by design. I think obviously he's going to be splitting reps with Joe Flacco, and I don't know. I think he's also a veteran. I just don't think that he has the proven track record and the wins that Flacco and the experience that he had. Now, am I saying that he's not capable of winning games this season? No, I can't say that. But I just think that, and they obviously like him. I've heard, you know, Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry speak very highly of him. I've heard Browns veterans in the locker room speak highly of him. No one is putting him out and saying, "Oh, this guy doesn't have a chance to win his games." And I know that he's got some history, and there's some things that we've, you know, laughed about the guy. But I think he's capable, and I think he's a leader, and I think he's capable of leading an offense to win. So, kind of reverting back to your first question, I think it'll be Flacco and Pickett kind of 1 and 2, and that'll play itself out as week one approaches, and then we'll just have to see with the young guys.
John, off of that, because I kind of think back to like last year when things were going south with the Browns, and Kevin Stefanski goes to his post-game press conference and continues to give like his vote of confidence in, hey, we still think Deshaun gives us the best chance to win, even though it certainly didn't look that way on the field. And I kind of then fast forward to now where, to your point on like how the veterans in the locker room especially sort of view this thing and all that, like how, if a coach makes a decision, especially at that position, like for example, like we could see a situation here where like maybe Flacco does look the best, but then they decide at the end of camp, like Kenny Pickett did enough where we still want to try to roll with him. And then they decide, okay, Flacco's the guy we're going to move on from. We're going to roll with Kenny. But I've been saying like, hey, the veterans in this locker room, like they're not dumb. Like they're going to see who looks the best. So if how do those types of decisions, when a coach makes like a difficult decision that they think is actually best for the team, but the players maybe feel differently about it, I guess, how does that sort of resonate with those guys? Because I just find it hard to believe that it can just be this easy thing. I know it's, you sort of trust your coaches, but at some point, wouldn't it sort of then lead to a coach maybe losing the locker room a little bit if he's making decisions that the players don't feel are advantageous to winning?
Yeah, good question. And, you know, I've been in situations where, you know, you can see the writing on the wall and you see a decision that's probably not the best for winning games, but it's just one of those things where, hey, look, this is the decision that was made. We all kind of see it, know the politics behind some of these decisions and know why some decisions are made, and it could be against the better judgment or you know, not in the best situation for everybody in the room. But you got to just live with it, man. That's kind of what I always said. You know, there were situations where I was like, okay, this probably isn't the best situation going into this game. And you kind of feel like, you know, wow, they're really, you know, creating an uphill battle for us. But you just got to do your job. And I think that's what these guys know. And it's hard to lose a locker room early in the season. Now, you know, to your point, last year when things started to slide and you're still hearing the same message and you're still hearing something, and that's when people start, you know, questioning things and pointing fingers. That's when the leaders have to galvanize everybody. That's when the vets, the talented players, the backbones of this team have to really step up and continue to make plays, because when it starts to slide is when you start seeing your guys, you know, call each other out, throw each other the bus to the media, pointing fingers, when you can see guys, you know, effort and care levels start to slip. And that's all bad news, and we all know that. So I'm hoping, guys, they go in this year and have enough confidence with whoever's under center, because I think there's talent on the defense. I think there is talent on this roster. I'm curious to see what the run game looks like, this kind of revamped offense, something that maybe we're more familiar to seeing like when the Browns were in the playoffs. But I'm curious to see how the defense progresses with some young guys, some draft picks, some different faces back there. And then offensively, I want to know what the run game looks like. Can they stay healthy is number one. That's every team's number one right now. Regardless of who the quarterback is, do they have, you know, healthy enough team to start the season? But there's a lot of other questions that I want to see kind of, you know, the answers to before I think really the quarterback situation, you know, matters.
John Greco, former Browns offensive lineman, current radio network analyst, joining us on the Fan Hotline. John, Kevin Stefanski's mentioned wanting to toughen his team up this offseason as they get ready for the 2025 campaign. My question to you is, how can he do that, or how does he do that under the current training camp formatting that's mandated here by the collective bargaining agreement?
Yeah, Daryl, it's a lot different. Guys, it's a lot different than when I played, especially early on, you know, with two-a-days, and that seems like a thing that, you know, happened in, like, ancient Roman times now. But, you know, I think that they could be smart about it. You know, when they have the opportunity to have, you know, competitive periods in contact, you know, you have to try to simulate live action the best you can, because – you know, we've been talking about it every year during the preseason now and in most recent years, how, you know, the first groups are playing less and less, and you're seeing starters in there less and less. And then it's the age old question. Are they ready for week one? You know, should they have played more? I mean, we all have those conversations, especially as September rolls around. But I think in practice, that's where they get those live reps in the action. And, you know, it's a kind of a fine line where, you know, you want to get your guys ready physically and mentally and try to match the speed of what they're going to see week one best you can, all while being smart. You don't want to just run guys into the ground every day, but knowing that you have some.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Time off and some practices that are a little bit less contact and more, you know, you're out there in golf shirts and hats, you're walking through and it's more of a mental practice. You know, you have to take advantage of those opportunities. And when you have periods where it's, you know, good on good and it's 11 on 11, it's full, you know, full speed tackle, bringing, you know, they don't bring guys to the ground much anymore, but if it's, you know, when it's stud situations, you have to take advantage of those reps and opportunities. Because that's, you know, the tougher team. And when I say tougher team, it's, they know how to practice. They practice physically, but smart. You know, you're not hitting guys late. You're taking care of your teammates, but you're able to get in there and be physical and create toughness in those, within those competitive periods, all while being smart.
talking to John Greco on the Fan Hotline. It wouldn't be the morning show, even with Ken and Lima out, if we didn't talk a little nits and grits with the offensive line, John. I know they love bringing you on to do that. So I guess my overarching question, I guess, is just how good can this team be, and maybe even surprise some people, if it's just strictly if the offensive line just stays healthy with a group that's getting back to, obviously, the things that they did best in the early days of Kevin Stefanski?
Yeah, honestly, I think I hate to dumb it down and say it that it's that simple, but I do think it is. And you know, look, 32 teams are saying if we could just keep our O-line healthy, we have a good shot. But not all 32 teams have the talent and some of the individual talent that we do. So you know, look, you have some guys that are getting a little long in the tooth, and some vets in there, and you know, they're in their primes, and they're still playing good ball. And you have some young guys that we're hoping are going to continue to develop. But it's all about staying healthy. I mean, we've seen that. You know, I'm kind of a superstitious guy, so I'm not going to call individual names and say anything about their injury past or anything. But as long as this group can manage to, you know, roll out there consistently, I think that they have the chemistry. I think they have the individual prowess to play collectively as a really strong top 5 to 6 offensive lines in this league. And then you're talking, you know, whoever's behind them at center or under center and behind them with the ball can operate. So I'm really excited for what this group, you know, was to see what they have in store for us this year. But yeah, I think it's as simple as that. Can they stay healthy? And what does the offense look like with those guys up front? You know, you have a young tight end. Is David Njoku going to be, you know, kind of the Pro Bowl David Njoku that we need? And how do they attack? You know, the receiver room, you know, outside of one guy is there's just some question marks, and we're going to have to see if somebody steps up. So I'm excited about it. And obviously now with some question marks in the running back room. So it's all on those offensive line guys, because if they're not protecting, it doesn't matter which of the four is under center, it's going to look ugly.
Hey, John, what's the best and worst part of training camp for a player?
Great question. I'll start with the worst part. It's the conditioning test. At least it was for me. That was never a fun welcome back present. But I think honestly, guys, the best part about it is the first day sucks. I have to be honest. It's all, you know, they're telling you, hey, here's where the training room is. This is the doctor. This is where the snacks are. It's really like the first day of school.
It's like syllabus day in college, like the first day of class. Yeah,
that's a great way to put it. Yeah, syllabus day. So you know, but it's nice because you're seeing everybody. You're catching up after the off season. Guys got married. Guys had babies. Guys had birthdays. Guys got new contracts. Moved. New teammates. So that's cool. And then, but you're just kind of there's so much anticipation for the first practice, which is always kind of a walkthrough setting and low impact. So you're just waiting for that first padded day to hit each other. But hands down, the worst part for me was the conditioning test. Everything else was kind of cool, especially as you got later in your career, you knew what to expect. And I think that's big. Once some of these young guys, obviously they've been through college training camps, but it's different than the NFL. And once you get a few days, a few weeks under your belt and you just kind of turn into a robot, you know, everybody should be good.
Who was the who gave you the toughest conditioning test when you were here in Cleveland?
Oh God, it was Paul Ricci under Pettine. We had 20. Okay, this might not sound crazy, but we had 20 40s. Okay,
okay,
and I was, you know, like my ninth year, and offensive lineman had to finish like be through the line at 6 seconds. Okay, so let me just and you're kind of sitting here thinking to yourself, like, okay, that doesn't sound bad. Well, you know, in 2008, when I ran the NFL Combine 40, my fastest time when I was in the best shape of my entire life, training specifically for
right.
40s, was like a 5.3, okay? So fast forward nine years, and I'm in training camp thinking about getting ready for the season. I have to run 20 of those. It was not fun.
Oh, man.
Yeah, as soon as you said 6 seconds and 40, and I was like, that doesn't sound as, like, when guys are in like five seconds, I'm like, that doesn't sound like it's as easy as this coach is making it out to be. So, yeah, that's crazy. John Greco, again, former Cleveland Browns offensive lineman, Cleveland Browns radio network analyst. We appreciate your time as always, John. And here's to another football season approaching here pretty quickly.
I can't wait, guys. Thanks for having me. It's exciting. It's here.
Yeah, it
no doubt about
and,
it, John.
Good news for you. No 40s to run.
I'm going to go make another coffee.
Take it easy, John. Good stuff from John Greco on the Fan Hotline. We react to what he had to say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.